Welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. We're also simulcasting on KX104, 103.5 FM in North Platte. Tanner Struckman courtside here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's breakfast at the bank here for the Irish as they take on Loomis for the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship here today. Glad you're with us on our Quick Stop pregame show. We're about 12 minutes to tip off. If you're listening, we welcome you in wherever you're dialing us up. We appreciate you there and all season long. It's been a fun season of 27 games for the Irish at 25-2. They're hoping to cap it off with a state title for the first time in 94 years. Loomis, 24-4. The Wolves are green as well. A lot of green in the audience. St. Pat's fans across the way. The Irish student section to our left. The Loomis student section to our right. And behind us, the Loomis fans, and there's a good amount of green in there as well. Irish have traveled really well at the state tournament, considering they played three 9 a.m. games. And I would expect the same here as they round out that far side there at PBA for what should be a dandy of a D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. Irish have been the number one seed for the good part of 2 months in Class D1, and they've lived up to it so far. Close win over Lord Central Catholic, and then beat Burwell fairly handily after a rough first quarter, came back and just dominated the second quarter behind 5 3-pointers and got the victory by 55-33, and now are into the title game to take on the Loomis Wolves. Let's talk more about what the Wolves can do. The Wolves are 24-4 under Coach Drew Billiter. They came as the number 3 seed, actually started the season 4-3. They went 20-1 since then, including 2 state victories. They've now won 8 in a row. They're winners of the D15 district final, 57-54 over Kennesaw. They're a team that can score 66 points per game offensively. They're giving up 44 a game defensively. They're a group averaging the most points per game in this D1 field at state. They've hit 70 10 times or more. They've hit 80 2 times this year. It is a senior-laden group as well, 6 of them on the roster for Coach Drew Billiter. They're the numbers. They beat number 6 Riverside on Monday, 55-34. That was the 4th least points they scored all season. Again, their team likes to score, but they dominated all quarters. That game was never really in doubt for Loomis. They only hit 3 threes. Quinn Johnson, their team's leading scorer, was limited with only 12 points, but they got a tremendous performance from Shea Swanson, their fellow senior guard who averages 12 a game. He had 26 in that win over Riverside. He had no threes. That's not a big part of his game. Off the dribble drive is where he goes. Then Dundee County Stratton on Wednesday. Watch this game Wednesday after St. Pat's victory. Beat Dundee County 60-48. You probably think, oh, about the same way as that first game. Not at all. In fact, they utterly were in a bad spot in that third quarter. They were down 16-9 after the first, down 4 at half. At one point down, I believe, at least 9 or 10 in the third quarter. Shea Swanson fouled out midway through the third quarter. And he thought, Dundee County Stratton's in a great spot to go to a state championship game. And then the Tigers kind of fell apart, and Loomis turned it on. Quinn Johnson turned it on in the fourth quarter. He had 15 points. He finished with 32, and Loomis really just blew that game wide open to get the victory and get into the state title for the first time since 2004. Personnel-wise, Quinn Johnson is where it all starts. The 6'3 senior is averaging 24 points per game. He also rebounds, 9 rebounds per game. He has 101 3-pointers on his senior year. 101. I can tell you, I think the most I can ever recall is Jack Hess's. And then I've seen a player that I've watched, Jack as a sophomore, he had 80-some, I believe. But 101 is unheard of, and there's good reason why. He's the state's all-time point leader in threes made. 374 in his career. The next 320. He has 54 more than anybody else. It's a record that probably isn't going to be touched for quite some time. In today's day and age, when kids threw a lot of threes, I still don't think anybody's going to touch that record for quite some time. He's over 2,000 points in his career, 24th on the all-time list. He's got over 90 threes in all 4 years of his senior year, of his career at Loomis. I mean, he's just dynamite, 42%, a career 42% three-point shooter. How about that? Think about that. Plus at the foul line, he's 89% in his career. He just doesn't miss free throws, plain and simple. Now, who's he countered with? What else is out there for the Wolves? Chase Watson, the 6-foot senior, 12 points per game, 5 assists, 4 steals. We mentioned how big of a game he had. He had 26 in that win over Riverside. Quieter game, only 8 against Dundee County Stratton, and he did foul out. They'll need him to stay in the game. Aiden Perry, a 5'10 senior, he's averaging 9 points per game. He has 47 threes on the season. Cale Nelson's a 5'11 sophomore, 5 points per game, and Christian Blinko is a 6-foot senior, 6 points per game. It's a senior-laden group again, 6 of them on the roster for Coach Drew Billiter. And they're a 3-point shooting team. I mean, I don't know that they live and die by the 3 because they beat Dundee only making 3 of them, but they've hit 186 as a team this season, 37%. They had season-high 18 against Alma earlier this year. That means they're a team that can beat almost anybody if they're hitting. If they're not hitting, I suppose they're pretty vulnerable, but not too often do they not get their three-pointers. For St. Pat's, 25-2, the Irish won their 22nd game, defeating Burwell on Wednesday, 55-32. Game they trailed 11-4 after the first quarter. It was a rough start. Burwell dropped back in a 2-3 zone, really limited what St. Pat's could do offensively. But the Irish were able to just settle in, stick with it. They had 5 three-pointers in the second quarter and outscored the Longhorns 23-2 in that second quarter. I mean, they opened it up and really held on to the lead from there on out. That was the big quarter. They actually then rolled in the fourth quarter to open it up to a 23-point win. But again, a slow start. They were 0-for-5 in the first quarter from downtown, but went 5-of-8 in the second quarter. Didn't make another, actually. And then Brecken Erickson, in transition, had 14 points, I believe, at one point, had 10 in a row off of assists from Jack Hess. I still don't know the assist total Jack had in that game, but I would imagine he had quite a few, and a lot of them came there in the fourth quarter. Overall, Erickson led the way with 19 points for St. Pat's. Jack Hess had 11. He's not had a monster game at state. Hasn't really needed to. You'd really feel for this is a great opportunity for him to shine. We'll see if he can get it done. But I thought our player of the game was Caleb Munson. 8 points from the senior. He was really good. He played Irish were struggling against that 2-3 zone. Then it was basically St. Pat's made him extend out their 2-3 zone by hitting those threes. That opened up the high post where Caleb sat. And then him and Brickett Erickson kind of played a 2-on-1 game. And Caleb Shine, Andrew Brosis hit a couple threes. 5 others hit 2-3 points as well. It was a team effort in that game. Only 7 turnovers after having 17 on Monday. They really struggled on the turnover side on Monday. Defensively shut down Burwell as well. Just a tremendous game on the defensive side, giving up 33, which is easily a season low for Burwell this season. Get this number. Burwell hasn't scored 33 or less since 2017 against Ord. A span of 134 games. The lowest output in 134 games. That's a tremendous job by the Irish as a team. I mean, Jack Hess was guarding their best player. Will Motes did a tremendous job on Dylan Kreidel. And Zarek Branch off the bench was solid as well, defending against Dylan Kreidel when he came in. Jack Hess also became the school's all-time points leader. 1,558 total points in his career. That surpasses John Arnold by 1. His record set in 1966. This will be his 99th career game at North Platte St. Pat's. And 210 threes in his career. I don't have the totals, but I'm quite certain that is a record as well for North Platte St. Pat's. I would guess nobody has anywhere near that. 210 threes is quite a amount. In fact, that'll get him on the all-time record chart in the NSAA, probably in the top 50, somewhere around there. St. Pat's making their third trip to the state tournament in a row. 15th overall. Got 4th 2 years ago. Got 3rd last year. Got their second semifinal win of all time on Wednesday over Burwell. They're now 15-16 in state tournament games all time. Coach O'Malley, 6-6. He'd love that to make an even 7-7 and get himself a state championship as well. Irish played in 1 title game. We mentioned it, 1928. They beat Neely 18-16. They're looking for their first title in 94 years in boys basketball and second ever. 26 wins and also go down as the most ever in a single season. And, boy, you'd love to end it with a 23-game win streak. Doesn't that fit perfectly? Loomis, meanwhile, 21st qualification in history. Their 4th straight. They won a title in 2004 and 1999 in Class D2. They got runner-up in 1998 and 2005. They have a record of 18-19 at the state tournament. Again, welcome to Pinnacle Bank Arena. If you're dialing us up, we appreciate you joining us here today. It's breakfast at the bank, a 9 a.m. tip for St. Pat's and Loomis. Both teams have gone to their locker room for final conversation. We'll take one final break and come back and get you set up for the state championship. It is 9:01 Central Time, a.m. You're listening to KODY North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte and 106.1 FM. You're also listening to KXNP North Platte as well. Next time you're hungry, head to Dave's Place in North Platte for the best homemade pizza and wings, dine-in, carry-out, and online ordering available. It is Dave's Place in North Platte. PBA, Pinnacle Bank Arena, home of the Huskers. Today, home of the green and white on both sides. St. Pat's on the far side for fan support. Behind us for Loomis. The Wolves are the away team. St. Pat's will be the home team. I'm not sure if they'll do the national anthem first, so we'll wait to see if that's the case, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back and get you starting lineups and get you the D1 State Basketball Championship game here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's been a pleasure to cover all their games this season for another year, and getting a state title game for the first time is exciting. I'm just excited for the kids. I'm excited for the community. Excited for Coach O'Malley, such a great man who has mentored a lot of great Irish players, and he's got a good squad. It's a level-headed group. It's just been a fun group to hang out with, and I'm sure Coach Builder would say the exact same thing for his squad. Senior-laden group, six seniors, had a tremendous career, and it has just been a blast, I'm sure, for them. They have a cool moment as well where on their video stream, his son calls the games. Got a pretty cool story where he calls the games, and I shared with Coach Builder through an email yesterday. I thought that was pretty neat that he was able to have it, and his son has a knack for it. Maybe he's got a career down the road. You might be hearing his name, Mr. Builder, on the broadcast someday later for certainly Nebraska basketball. That'd be kind of cool. A show on the highlight reel here today for both squads. St. Pat's again winners over Lord Central Catholic and Burwell. Loomis 24-4. Defeating Riverside and Dundee County Stratton. And here we are, now a meeting in the state championship game from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Ought to be a fun matchup. Two teams that can certainly score. Irish certainly pride themselves defensively, and at this state tournament, they've been very, very good defensively. I would argue that's what certainly won them the game on a Wednesday and played a huge factor in the game on Monday as well. We're going to pause, I believe, for the national anthem. We'll come back. Starting lineups, tip-off from the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship is coming up right after this. Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, Husker Radio's KODY, and online at huskerradio.com, also simulcasting on KX104. Tanner Struckman with you courtside from Pinnacle Bank Arena, the D1 State Boys Basketball Championships. Let's meet the starting lineups. We'll start with Loomis as a three-seed at 24-4. Chase Swanson, a six-foot senior. He's averaging 12 points per game. Had 26 in their state opener Monday, 8 on Wednesday. Quinn Johnson, the 6'3 senior, one of the best shooters of all time in the state of Nebraska, no doubt. He's earned that title with what he's done, 24 points per game, over 2,000 career points, 374 career threes. He also leads a team with 9 rebounds per game. He's, in effect, the big guy for the Loomis Wolves. Cale Nelson, a 5'11 sophomore, he's averaging 5 points per game. Aiden Perry, a 5'10 senior, 9 points per game, does have 47 triples on his senior campaign and hit a 3-7 straight. And Christian Blinkow, a 6-foot senior who's averaging 6 points per game. Coach Drew Billiter, 7th year at Loomis, and is grad of Loomis, actually, won a title at Loomis in 2004 in Class D2. So he's familiar with this site for certain himself. For St. Pat's at 25-2, here's how they'll start. Jack Hess, a 6'1 senior. This will be his 99th career game. 20 points per game, 52 threes in his senior year, over 200 in his career. Sam Trushinski, the 5'11 sophomore, 4 points, 4 assists per game, 34% from downtown. He's been very good from downtown for the Irish. Will Motes, a 6-foot junior, 4 points, 3 rebounds a game, 3-2 at the state tournament. Brecken Erickson, a 6'3 sophomore, he's averaging 14-9. 18-10 against Lord Central Catholic, 19-9 against Burwell this season. And Caleb Munson, the 6'3 senior, who I would argue had his biggest game in a long time. 8 points Wednesday in that win over over Burwell. He's averaging 7 and 6 per game. That's a huge 8 points for the Irish. If they can get that, they're in a good spot. Bill O'Malley, 11th year, 207th wins in those 11 years at St. Pat's. 6th trip to state under the Irish, 6-7 record at state. He is looking for his first state title as a head coach. Irish going to be in the home whites with green numerals, gold trim around the numerals. Wolves in the road blacks today. White numerals, white wolves across the front as well. Little green trim out by the shoulders. Settle in. The D1 State Boys Basketball Championship is coming up. Glad to be bringing it to you. I'm just excited about this one. Ought to be a fun game. Two teams, Irish, I think, destined. They were destined for this game. They'd wanted this game since the end of last season. I think they felt like they were going to be a better team inside, and that's played out. And they got the senior leadership. They've got the three-point shooting, and they have defensively probably the best team in Class D1, and that's where they kind of start their energy at. Loomis, though, they're a team that can beat anybody with the way they can shoot. The Wolves are dangerous in that way. Glad you're with us. It's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Hope you're ready for the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. And girls will be next. C1 girls is after this, actually, for the state title. It's different schedule, of course. It'll be Quinn Johnson in center circle on the right. Caleb Munson on the left to get this one underway. The D1 State Boys Basketball Championship here from PBA. Wolves on the right, Irish on the left to start it up. And a state title on the line in 32 minutes of gameplay. Ball is in the air, and the tip is won by Loomis. So work right to left on your radio dial. Picked up at the backcourt, Shea Swanson. He's guarded by Will Motes, and the ball comes into the hands of Aiden Perry. Perry working against Trashinsky. Swanson gets it back. Jack Hess guarding Quinn Johnson. Hasn't touched the ball. Swanson near side, driving, stopping in the lane, shoots around. Will Motes up and in. Shea Swanson, 2-0. Loomis with an early take inside, and that's what he can do. Really strong inside, and now Loomis drops back. What looks immediately to be a box and one on Jack Hess, but we'll see. Ball comes right wing by Hess. Could be straight up man. Hess floats through the lane. They're staying with him. Now they go into Hess, posted up. Hess kicks out front for Will Motes. He's going to try a three top of the key and hit. What a shot by the junior. That is his, I don't even know how many threes he has because I don't have them down. It's not many, though. I'll figure that out in a moment. But it's a 3-2 lead for St. Pat's. Will knocks down a long ball. Here's Quinn Johnson with the ball screen out front. Spins at the elbow. Comes right side into the right corner. Three popped up. No. Rebound. Jack Hess off the miss of Aiden Perry, who can really dial it up. Into the front court. Hess with a 3-2 lead for North Platte St. Pat's. And boy, Will Motes, what a shot by the junior. Confident as he went into that. Ball right wing. It's Sam Trashinsky. It is straight up man. It looks like man-to-man defense here from the Wolves. That could be a box and one. I'm still trying to dissect that. I'm still trying to figure out how many threes Will Motes has. Trashinsky left wing, 6:35 opening quarter. Munson high post. Top it comes to Erickson. Left side Trashinsky. He'll drive in. He'll float a shot off the glass. Misses. Long rebound. Brecken Erickson wrestles it away from a Loomis Wolves. And the Irish, I think, are going to have an advantage on the rebounding side. Trashinsky finds Munson. Quick shot in the lane with a hook. Doesn't go. Rebound. Quinn Johnson averages 9 per game for Loomis on the rebounding side. And this is where you have to pick him up. Jack Hess picks him up in midcourt. Hess will get the job 2-2, the two teams' leading scorer. Johnson with a screen left, drives in, long two on the wing, too hard. Backside rebound, Brecken Erickson is second of the day. He is destined for a double-double. He'll certainly have the rebounding, I think. 2 minutes in, 3-2, St. Pat's of the D1 State Championship game. 5:55 here in the opening quarter. Hess gets it. He's guarded by Cale Nelson. Hess drives, kicks to Motes in the right corner. Baseline drive, he travels as he took off. 5:48. That is Will's third three of the year, for reference. He was 2-for-16 prior to that, and he stepped into that shot and drilled it confidently, the only bucket for St. Pat's so far. A little full-court pressure here, denying Swanson the ball. They get it to him. He brings it across the midstripe. Swanson going to drive now all the way to the left block, up and in. He got around Motes, and the lead flips back to Loomis, 4-2, all off of Shea Swanson. 5:35 here in the opening quarter. Here's Brecken Erickson banging around right block. Shot doesn't go. Rebound hauled in by Loomis. Good look. He was shooting over top of Blinko, and Erickson couldn't get it to go. And now Swanson across the timeline, right to left, poked away from behind. Fouled from behind by Will Motes. Will might be picking up a little too close because he's beat him the last couple times. First foul of the game goes to Will Motes. 4-2, 4-3, Loomis with the early advantage. Just off to our right a few feet, Aiden Perry will cue it in. He comes into Quinn Johnson's hands at midcourt. Jack Hess guarding. Johnson comes near wing, trying to clear him out. Gets an open three over Hess. Short, rebound inside. Caleb Munson for St. Pat's. 44% on his senior year from downtown. Johnson's not lit it up from the state tournament. Only his 5-3 so far in two games. It is a box and one on Hess, by the way. Is Cale Nelson not even paying attention where anybody else is. Here's a turnaround shot by Brecken Erickson. Doesn't go in the lane. Rebound to Johnson. 4-3, Loomis with the ball. Johnson into the front court, right to left. Gets into the hands of Swanson and will set up the offense for the Wolves. Up one. Moats trying to poke it away from him. You got to be careful, not pick up a second foul. Swanson comes left side, spinning at the elbow. Kicks it out. Perry gets an open three. Short. Rebound. Brecken Erickson, three rebounds already in the game. Loomis 0-3 from downtown. Into the front court come the Irish quickly to Munson, overthrowing him as Straczynski. Second turnover on the Irish. Little nerves. Here's Andrew Brocious in. 5'11 junior, averaging 4 points per game, 32 threes. He'll get some looks with this junk defense. A little full court pressure here from St. Pat's. Our scoreboard brought to you by Nebraska Public Power District. Always there when you need us. Learn more at nppd.com. The inbound comes to Johnson. And again, this is where you want to pick him up. You don't want him to dribble into a three-pointer. That's where he's dangerous. He gets a screen right, comes into the right corner. Out of the corner is Nelson driving. He'll kick left. Perry in the left corner, not shooting. Over Brocious. Man-to-man defense from the Irish. Johnson gets away. Right wing three up short. Might have been altered. Munson on the backside rebound for North Platte St. Pat's. Quickly into the front court. Hess, 4-3. Hess driving. Layup with the left hand. Rolls around. The senior. First bucket of the game at the state championship. And it's 5-4. Irish flip the lead back. 4 minutes, quarter one. It's a tremendous play by Hess going coast to coast off of that outlet pass. Nelson near side, man-to-man defense guarded by Munson. Ball screen for him, doesn't really use it much. He'll hand off to Perry right in front of us on this near end. Up top it comes to Swanson on the H of Huskers at midcourt. And he'll fake the handoff to Johnson. Still trying to get it off to him. Will not. He'll come with a dribble drive left side. He's lost the ball at top of the key. Gets it back. Gets a screen. Comes left side again. Spins. Stops in the lane. Swanson trying to shoot over Moats. Draws contact and a body foul. Went right into him and picks up Moats' second foul. Coach O'Malley, none like that call. As it looked like, kind of bailed him out a little bit. Swanson spun around twice. And that will be the second foul on Will Moats. So he will likely go to the bench after a free throw as Branch and Hazenauer both set to come in. We've got a timeout taken here by, I'm not sure which side took it, but we will take it as well. It's brought to you by Mid Plains Community College. 3:29, quarter one, back after this. That timeout brought to you by Mid Plains Community College. No matter where you're going, Mid Plains can take you there with six individual campuses. Mid Plains Community College is your next home. Check them out at mpcc.edu. How about this? Media timeout. Now, I'm not used to those, am I? We don't get those back at McGann, I'll tell you that. I've lobbied for them. I'd lobby for our advertiser's sake. We don't get them, though, but that's okay. So no timeout taken by other coach, and I believe it's the under four mark is when they take those. We're at 3:29 here. Out of the timeout, it will be free throws for Swanson, breaking huddle for St. Patch. Branch and Connor Hazenauer checking in for the first time. And Luke Wolves also subbed. Gabriel Kimball, a 5'10 senior. Wes Trumpke both in, a 5'11 junior as well, along with Clayton Meyer, 6'1 junior. And Swanson's first free throw is up and drilled. He's got five early points, and we have our first tie at 5-5. Swanson averaging 12 a game. Second foul line shot. This is a team that shoots 68%. He knocks them both down. He has six early points. The lead, fourth lead change already of the game, and it's 6-5 Loomis by a single point. Branch brings it across the timeline for the Irish. Comes right side for Jack Hess. Right corner, Andrew Brocious, not open. Hess being guarded now by Kimball off the bench. So that's a big job for him. The box in one. Hazenauer top to Branch. Erickson playing the high post right now. Hess in the left corner with a jab step. Over the top pass to Erickson at the high post. Right side to Branch. Corner to Hotter Hazenauer. He'll pop the three, miss it short. Put back Brecken Erickson. Too hard, though. Fifth board rebound by Brecken, but he put it back. It was a point-blank shot. Got a little nerves in him. 6-5, Loomis by one, under three to play, opening quarter. And here directing offense is Shea Swanson. Him and Johnson, the two that remained on the court, not a surprise there. Swanson being guarded by Zarek Branch. Hedged by Brecken Erickson on a pick and roll. Comes up top to Gabriel Kimball. Now near wing, into the hands of Trompke. Baseline drive around Brocious. Got a box shot, layup, yes! Trompke up the bench with a great drive. And Loomis has the largest lead, 8-5 early on. Trompke with a beautiful take on Brocious. Coach O'Malley directing the offense here against the Wolves D. The ball comes into the hands of Jack Hess. And a pick-and-roll double screen up top for Hess. Right side to Branch. He'll pull up 15-footer too hard. Rebound inside Quinn Johnson. Irish cold early on. 2:13 quarter one. Down 8-5. Johnson into the front court, right to left for the Wolves. Johnson driving to the rack. Floating shot. Doesn't go. Rebound. Hess. He's wanting to run into the front court. Hess the other way. May go coast to coast. Driving around Swanson. Goes into him. No call. Rebound tipped out. Erickson tips it to himself. Back to Hess. He'll drive in, find Erickson in the lane. He's stripped by Swanson. Great play. And Hazenauer commits a foul to prevent a layup. That'll be Connor's first, team third. And boy, the Irish are getting some looks. They got to find a way to finish in the lane. Not a bad foul, though, by Connor, because he was going to go coast to coast. Hey, the Cedar Room's most unparalleled restaurant experience you'll find, with the unique atmosphere of modern meets rustic. You'll feel cozy yet elegant, all while enjoying their delicious American fusion cuisine. Find the Cedar Room downtown North Platte or visit thecedarroomne.com. Buck 47, opening quarter, 8-5, Loomis with a lead. Trompke near wing, right where he just drove. Gets a ball screen, comes up top into the hands of Clayton Meyer. Now into the hands of Swanson, right wing. Swanson picks up his dribble, goes into a posted up Meyer. He bangs around on the short corner, nowhere to go with it. Kicks it out, left wing, not shooting is Meyer. And a closeout foul on Connor Hazenauer. He picks up his second, team fourth. Coach O'Malley having to go maybe out of his rotation a little bit. Minute 30, quarter one, and Trushinski checks back in. So him and Motz will certainly sit for the rest of this first quarter and likely for a good portion of the second quarter. No fouls for Loomis yet, four for the Irish. Swanson in line left to come in, comes into the corner to Meyer. Meyer out of the corner in front of us to Trompke. Guarded by Brocious, gets into the hands. Swanson top of the key. Zarek Branch gets a job on number one, dribbled off a foot. Picked up, Branch diving for it, has it, finds Erickson. Up ahead, it comes into the hands of Hess underneath the hoop. Defender in the air, misses the layup that'll go to the line. First foul of the game on Loomis. Off the first turnover of the game for Loomis. We'll send Jack Hess to the line for a pair of free throws. That time Hess got the defender in the air and tried to get the and one. Could not. And the foul is going to be charged to Meyer, Clayton Meyer. So Hess to the line, where he's 76% on his senior year. And the first one hard, bounces around and bounces off. Irish have not been great at the line in the tournament. Jackson Robertson for the first time. 6'1 sophomore comes in. Back in is Cale Nelson as Erickson gets a breather. Irish 56%. They were 15 of 27 through the first two games. As a team, 62% this year. It's not been a problem. Second foul line shot for Hess. That one rattles in and out, back in. He's got 3 points. The lead is 8-6. Loomis by two. Minute 12, quarter one. In the backcourt, a little trap game here. Ball into the hands of Swanson. He's quick enough. He can break anything, and he will across the timeline. Guarded by Branch. Spins on him at the elbow, left side. Drives in. Turns. Draws a defender in the air. Gets a wide open layup to his teammate, Christian Blinko, who puts it in. 10-6. All set up by the drive of Swanson. Drew help defense over. Left 32 wide open on the right block. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and Loomis breaking down this Irish defense a little bit. Irish dissect what Loomis is doing. Looks like that box and one with Hess. Branch right side, skip pass left side, Brocious. Deep three on the left wing up, too hard. Rebound inside, all Loomis. Irish over from downtown, just two attempts. 30 seconds, quarter one, Loomis into the front court with a 10-6 advantage, and Hess picks up Johnson, who's not scored yet in this game. Gets a screen left. Johnson not shooting. Attacking now in the lane. Saw a seam. Draws a jump ball. One official on the near side, I think, was going to call a foul. Now they're going to get together. I think they're going to go with jump ball, though. I like that call far better than I would have liked a foul there. Not just as the voice of the Irish. I think that was certainly what it should have been. Checking in for Loomis, Gabe Kimball. Back in. Caleb Munson will check back in for St. Pat's. When it comes time to capture the moment, Jessica Braithwaite Photography is ready. Whether it be wedding, senior pictures, a baby plan, or family sessions, Jessica Braithwaite is simple, soulful, and timeless when it comes to illustrating your life. Reach out to her on Facebook. See her work at jessicabraithwaitephotography.com. 16 seconds, quarter one, 10-6, Loomis with the lead. Trushinski out front against this box and one here from Loomis. Hess being guarded by Nelson. On top high post, it comes to Munson. Backdoor pass to Branch in the lane, floating shot well short. Rebound all Clayton Meyer. Another good look for the Irish inside. 2 seconds, Swanson, three-quarter killer. Eve is short. That ends our first quarter of play. Loomis with the early advantage, 10-6 after one. Our second coming up from the D1 State Basketball Championship after this. Welcome back to the D1 State Basketball Championship game from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tanner Struckman with you on site here. And I started the second quarter coming up. We're waiting for the TV broadcast to come back from break. I've been asking for this at McGann. I want somebody to put their hand up at McGann and wait until my commercial. I've never gotten it. See if I can get that next year. year 11, maybe I'll get those. 10-6, early lead, Loomis with the ball. They work right to left on your radio dial. Starters out there for Coach O'Malley. Swanson with the ball, screen high. Comes into the hands, tip ball. Erickson with a steal, read that one well. Brecken going to drive left side around the defender. Lays it over and misses, though. The rebound tipped out off St. Pat's. Three turnovers on Loomis, and Erickson a tough start. He's missed some gimmies. That was a great play, though, to get the steal. Irish have had several good looks inside. Only field goals are a Hess 2, Moats with a 3-pointer, and a free throw from Hess. That's it. Loomis has 6 from Swanson. He brings it across the timeline right to left. Their team's leading scorer, Johnson, has not scored yet. He's posting up on Hess. Swanson comes right wing, guarded by Will Moats with those two early fouls. Comes out high left to Cale Nelson, left corner Perry. He'll top the three. He can hit that. Long backside rebound into the corner. Picked up by Meyer for Loomis. Physical rebound. He'll outlet the pass right to the hands of Trushinski. He'll bring it into the front court to Hess. Hess, layup off the right side too hard, but he drew a contact. He'll go to the line for a pair of foul line shots. Trushinski, seeing that outlet well, stole it away. And that foul is charged, I think, to Perry. It will be Perry's first. Team second on the Wolves, and Hess back to the line where he's 1-for-2 today. And the senior with 3 early points drills that one, 4 points. Final game for him. He's over at the school record, and he's adding to it today. 20 a game this year, his 99th career game in an Irish uniform. That free throw up and in. He knocks them both down. Lead is 10-8. Good sequence there at the foul line for St. Pat's. Swanson guarded by Moats. Right to left on your radio dial. Brings it into his forecourt. Right in front of the Irish bench. A ball screen for him. Not there. Comes up top of the key. Swanson not shooting. He doesn't shoot many of those. Now he will pop one at the top of the key. Doesn't go. Trushinski clears the rebound. That's not. He's only hit 6 all year. Irish going to give that one up. 10-8. Loomis by 1-2. High post, it's Munson. Right corner, it's Erickson, back to the wing, back out front. They like to use that high post really effectively Wednesday. Again, a box and one. Nelson not even knowing where the ball is outside of Jack Hess. Here's Erickson clanging around to the right block. He missed another gimme too hard. Brecken just really struggling inside, but boy, that is by far and away the shot Coach O'Malley wanted. Here's Johnson calling for the ball screen up two. 10-8, comes to the left side. He'll pull up 3 on the run. Too hard. Rebound Hess. He's looking to run into the front court. Got a few numbers. Hess left side. Moats looking for it, tipped out by Swanson, saved. It'll be St. Pat's ball underneath. Johnson 0-for-3 from downtown. Loomis 0-for-8. St. Pat's 1-for-3. Hess end line right to cue it in. Comes into the right corner to Trushinski. Hess posts up. They get it to him. Works on Nelson. He'll skip left side for Moats. Will going to pop another one. That one's short. He was kind of falling away. Rebound out of bounds off of St. Pat's. Well, that looked like a almost could have been a body foul from behind on Johnson. I mean, Munson was right there, had the inside positioning, and rebound went off him. Here's Johnson getting it back into the hands of Swanson. 6:13, second quarter, 10-8 lead for Loomis. Swanson across the timeline, shielding Will Moats from the ball. Picks up his dribble, gets it right in front of us to Perry. Perry works on Trushinski with the ball screen up top. It comes into the hands of Blinko. Left right side. That's Swanson again, right for the Irish bench. Drives in, spins in the lane. Draws a triple team. Lost the ball. Poked away by Hess. Has a 2-on-2. Hess left side himself all the way in. Misses it. Offensive rebound. Brecken Erickson in a ton of traffic. No, but he drew a foul. Will go to the line. Erickson has 6 rebounds. Has not scored. They'll try to earn him at the line here. Third foul on Loomis. They got Cale Nelson his first. And Erickson looking for point number one here. Down 10-8, 5:44 second quarter. Free throw is up, and a swish, and he's into the scorebook. 58%, 77-134 on his sophomore year. What a sophomore sensation he's become. Last year didn't play a whole lot at all and just broke onto the scene. That free throw too hard. Rebound cleared by Johnson. So it remains 10-9, Loomis 5:40, quarter two. Two teams that average in the 60s. Going to have hard press to get to that midway through the second quarter. Johnson with a high screen, cuts through the lane, lost it, stolen away. Hess takes it away again. Fifth turnover on Loomis, and Trushinski will bring it across the timeline, looking for the lead at 10-9. Moats, Munson, turnaround shot, the high post doesn't go. Rebound, one and done. It's boarded by Perry. Boy, another good look for the Irish. They are missing everything inside. Perry into the front court, dribble driving on Trushinski into the short corner. Draws a double, trips up to a dribble, and comes out front to Swanson, and Coach Billard are going to take a timeout. We will, too. First break in the action from a coach. This timeout brought to you by Mid Plains Community College. No matter where you're going, Mid Plains can take you there with 6 individual campuses. Mid Plains Community College is your next home. Check them out at mpcc.edu. 10-9 Loomis, 5:10 second quarter in the D1 Boys State Championship game. Big shout out to a few of our sponsors for helping to bring this game to you, including Gannutter Storage, Great Plains Realty, The Bargain Bin, Quick Stop, Sand Hill State Bank, Plaza Palooza, North Platte Bulletin, Pathology Services, Lincoln County Feed Yards, and Service Master as well. From the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship, final game for sure of the season, but it's the one you want to be in. 10-9 Loomis by one out of their own timeout. Swanson gets it right wing, hands off. Here's a three pop by Tromke that's short. Backside rebound into the hands of Johnson. His put back over Hess, blocked cleanly. Hess with his fourth rebound off the block. St. Pat's with the ball into the front court, down 10-9. They go inside to Moats on the end line. That was a heck of a pass. I think that was intended for Erickson. They get it to Brecken. He'll roll it over the rim. First field goal for Eck Erickson. And the Irish have their third lead of the game, fifth lead change. 11-10, St. Pat's, 4:41, quarter two. Tromke near wing. There's Trashinsky reaching in for a foul. That'll be Sam's first, team fifth. Loomis ball near sideline. 11-10, St. Pat's. Here's Brocious and Branch back in. Coach O'Malley showing his depth. Moats and Trashinsky come out. Moats playing solid three and a half minutes almost without a foul. He's got two early, but he started the second quarter and did not pick one up. Branch now will pick up Swanson, who really started the game hot. Six quick points, has not scored since then. 4:33, second quarter. Wolves down a point. Swanson with a high screen, hedged by Brecken Erickson. Swanson trying to drive on Branch, stops in the lane. Passes right corner, open three launch by Kimball, doesn't go. Rebound on the end line, picked up by Wolves. And now Johnson driving, his shot in the lane doesn't go, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. Irish got a miss from Gabe Kimball, couldn't get the rebound though. Sixth foul on St. Pat's will send Johnson to the line. And they got Zarek Branch with his first. And Johnson, as good as he is on the three-point line, even better at the foul line, 89% in his career. And this season, that was his 170th, and we have our second tie at 11-11. His first point at the 4:15 mark of the second quarter, averaging 24 a game, and he drills both of them confidently, and the lead flips back to Loomis, 12-11, 4:13, second quarter action from the D1 state championship game. Brocious across the mid stripe, left to right, comes into the hands of Jack Hess, who gets the handoff. To screen for him right. Hess not shooting, comes inside to Erickson, works the right block. He'll spin, he'll go around the defender, put it off the glass. Big fellow, the heck of a spin move underneath. And the Irish flip the lead back. Seventh lead change of the game, 13-12 Irish. Here's Swanson on the elbow, kicks into the left corner. Meyer driving, kicks out to Tromke on the near wing. Tromke looking in. Not shooting there. He'll backdoor pass Swanson. Baseline drive. Bullies his way in. They're going to get an offensive foul on Swanson. I thought he was going to get that one eventually. Kind of pushing his way with his right arm in. Turns it over on his first foul. Team fourth. That time he drove on Caleb Munson and really just tried to bully his way, kind of like Brecken Erickson did just a moment ago. But when you're a guard, you don't usually get away with that quite as much as a post does. And I got to imagine that's where the Irish want to go again. Brocious top the Branch. Attacking this junk defense into the right corner. A high pass to go back down low to Brecken. He'll turn and spin. Kind of a fallaway shot, doesn't go. Rebound, Munson fighting for it. Johnson ends up with it. Johnson into the front court for the Wolves. Down 13-12. Johnson spins in the lane. Shot doesn't go. Yes, it does go. First field goal for Quinn Johnson. Lead back to Loomis. Eight lead change of the game. Johnson has four, and it's 14-13 Loomis. Here's Branch right wing. And I think Broch is going to have some open looks. He's going to have to hit him here. He has it out front, trying to get the ball to Hess. He cannot. He'll come to Munson on the right elbow. He'll look in, skip pass backside to Branch. Branch finds Munson in the air. A hook shot with his right hand doesn't go. Erickson right wing rebound, put back. Yes! He's starting to dominate the game. Seven in the quarter. Lead back to St. Pat's, 15-14. Swanson quickly into the front court for Loomis. Stripped from behind. Hess with a steal. One on two. He'll attack anyways. Around one. And a foul. An intentional foul called. That time it was Tromke trying to deny him to the lane. He grabbed him. And you got an intentional foul called on Tromke. Wow. Don't see that too often. I thought Monday for sure you would have gotten an intentional foul. When Brecken Erickson got tackled, you did not. That time he wrapped him up. I mean, it certainly was trying to deny him a layup as Hess's first free throw is in. It is. I'm not sure you see it called all the time. 2:31, and that's Irish have their largest lead of 16-14. Second foul line shot by Hess. He'll cash them in both. And the Irish get the ball as well. Up three. Roberts, Trashinsky in. Out, Munson and Branch. This is where you've got your best on-ball defenders out for St. Pat's. Hess being one of them that's still in there. Inline right, Trushinski to cue it in, 231. Second quarter up three. They'll come out front for Hess. He'll come down with it. He's guarded by Kimball, the senior, with a tough task of guarding Hess. He's done a good job. Here's Robertson Lane. Goes through his hands. Right through his hands, and the Irish give up their third turnover of the game. Wolves ball. What a break for Loomis there. Across the timeline here, and it comes into the hands of Swanson, who's now guarded by Brocious. Swanson with the ball screen high. He'll drive left side. Pro hops into the lane, floats a shot with his left hand in. He's got eight. Irish going to need their on-ball defenders back in the game, I think. 17-16, the lead is one again. Trushinski, right wing, behind his back, and a foul by Swanson out on the wing. He didn't like the call. That's his second. Team sixth. Long ways away from the ball, and Loomis will sub. Aiden Perry checking back in, along with Cale Nelson and Christian Blinko, three starters back in. And I think Coach O'Malley's going to get his first timeout of the game. 2 minutes, second quarter, 17-16. The Irish with the advantage. A break. We're back after this. Welcome back to the D1 State Boys Basketball Championships. Our coverage brought to you in part by Midwest Championship Fighting, Swift Auto Center, Jazzercise, Martin Trushinski Law, Keenan Management, and MDN and Occasions. Helping us bring this ball game to you from PBA. Under the timeout by Coach O'Malley, has to inbound it near sideline in his front court. Coach O'Malley, the best of the business, out of timeouts. 2 minutes to go, second quarter by one. The ball comes into the backcourt to Trushinski. See what the Irish go for here. Brocious coming off of a screen right. He's not open, and he'll come back to Trushinski. That might have been the play. They'll go inside to Erickson. He'll take the shot over Blinko. Missed short rebound. Jackson Roberts wrestled away. No, he gets it back. They're going to get Roberts with a foul, though, trying to get it back. Roberts looks like he might be bleeding. He took a shot, and he got called for the foul. That insult to injury. His first foul, team seventh. They might have called an offensive foul on him, hence the no foul line shots. Maybe when he got the rebound, he was swinging his elbows or something. That's his first foul, and I guess it's a turnover as well. And he's to the bench with a bloody nose. Officials are going to get together. I'm not sure, and I think they're going to figure out where that foul was called. Did he get the rebound and was it an offensive foul then? Because if not, if it was a rebound to Loomis, no, they're just looking for a towel to wipe up some blood, I think, actually. Well, maybe not. I guess we're good. All right. I don't know what we were looking for there. Looked like to me that's what they're looking for, but I guess not. They'll inbound it against the full court pressure. Loomis down one, minute 45. Second quarter action from the D1 State Championship game. Johnson across the timeline for the Wolves. Johnson works on Zarek Branch now. Near wing right in front of us. Number two, quiet day, 4 points. Hands off to Swanson near midcourt. Brocious guarding him. Comes near side, one against one. Little wheel offense. Hands off to Perry. Now finds Johnson. Tip ball into the backcourt. Johnson fell down. Trushinski's got it to Branch. Branch to Munson. Layup. There it is. Beautiful play by the Irish. The lead is back to three. That was a heck of a play. Johnson fell down. He could have gotten called with a travel. Irish got the steal. Two passes down the court. They lead by three. Here's Swanson into the front court. He breaks free. Swanson driving and a reach and foul before the shot, I would think. Officials going to get together. It looked like Brocious was trying to get it. It's a 1-1. It is before the shot. It is going to be a 1-1, though, for Swanson. The foul to Andrew Brocious, his first. That's the team eighth. The Irish have really tallied him up here today. And in Hess and Motes both back in. Brocious and Branch go to the bench. Minute 9, second quarter, Irish by three. Swanson 2 for 2 at the line. He has 8 points in the game. 61 of 116 coming into today. The front of the 1-1 is in. Loomis is 5 for 5 at the line here today. And the lead is 19-17. Hess might have some blood on his jersey. He does on the back of his jersey. He's got quite a bit of blood. I guess the Irish are going to have to sub him out, which is certainly not what coach, he just brought him into the game. Maybe they'll have to just clean up the blood and then he's able to come back in. So Branch back in. Second foul line shot by Swanson to cut it to 1 with a minute 9 in the second quarter. He shoots his free throws, by the way, about a foot behind the line, and he misses that one. Brecken Erickson clears his 7th rebound of the game. He's played a good game. Little trap game here. They get it to Munson in the front court. He'll drive in, float a shot with his right hand, and in the senior. Big bucket. He's got four. 21-17. Irish have their largest lead of four. Under a minute to go, second quarter. 50 seconds, in fact. Swanson crossing over, driving. Swanson to the rack. Fouled as he goes up. Two more free throws for number one. I think they'll get Munson. They will. That'll be Caleb's first, team ninth, so they avoided Moats. But Swanson's so good on the dribble drive, he's hurt the Irish. Hess coming back into the game now after the free throw. Swanson, 9 points, looking for double digits. He leads all scorers. And his first free throw is too hard this time. He's missed two in a row. Halftime, we'll take a look at all the numbers of this first half. Take a look at the other games today. Get you set up for the second half of the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. It goes quick. It's just one game. It's just about 75 minutes, 80 minutes, and then it's done. Free throw up. That one in for Swanson. He's in double digits with 10. He will not check out. He does have two early fouls. I thought Coach Billiter might bring him out to not pick up his third, but instead it was Kimball in for Perry. 47 seconds, second quarter. 21-18, St. Pat's by three. Trushinski across the timeline. High post to Munson. Short corner to Erickson. Top to Trushinski. Fakes left, goes right. Trushinski driving, finds Brecken on the baseline. Brecken brings it down low. Jump ball called. It'll stay with St. Pat's. Swanson brought it down low, and that's the right call. That's fortunate for the Irish because it was going to get pulled out of his hands, I think. St. Pat's will cue it in underneath with 33 seconds to go in the second quarter. Trushinski to do the honors. Hess on the right block. He'll fake there, go inside. They look inside. They find Moats in the air. Moats puts it back up. No. Offensive put back. Munson there. Six in the quarter for Caleb Munson. And the lead is five, 23-18. Senior playing well. Swanson in the backcourt, picked up by Moats. Across the timeline with 19 seconds. Swanson driving, stops around a defender. Left-handed layup rolls in. Tough take by the senior. 23-20. Irish have 12 seconds. And Swanson picks up. Just a silly foul in the backcourt. His third foul. That's just a silly foul to get. Three-quarter court. And it's a 1-1 for Trushinski with 10 seconds to go. He just got a little too tight on Trushinski. Branch in for Moats to not pick up his third. Trompke comes in for Swanson, who fouled out of that game against Dundee County Stratton mid-third quarter. Here's Robertson. He'll check in for Erickson with 10 seconds to go. Nope, he's going to come in for Caleb Munson, I think, just to not pick up his second foul of the half. 23-20, Trushinski looking for his first points of the state championship game. Aiden Perry checking back in for Loomis. Maybe a three-point shooter here for the final shot. 23-20, a little more low scoring than what these two teams usually do. Here's Trushinski with a 1-1. Big foul line shots for just the sophomore, and he'll swish it. His confidence at the foul line, I don't know that I've seen a kid so confident. 58%, but he's 16 of 23 since starting the year, 3 for 10. He's missed one in the last probably six games, and he's had some huge ones, and that one rolls in as well. And the lead is back to five, 25-20. Loomis with 10 seconds. In the backcourt, Trompke. He'll come across the timeline with six. Umont almost got a carry. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson near midcourt. Johnson, I'm not sure if he'll shot off. He'll throw it up overhead, short. Boy, he got a good look, though. Over his head shot, and he barely missed it short. That's the end of the first half. St. Pat's 25, Loomis 20 in the D1 State Basketball Championship game. We'll take a break. Come back with half. Coming up, again, the Irish by five over Loomis on Husker Radio. Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here on Husker Radio. Tanner Struckman with you. We're at the half of the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. North Platte St. Pat's here leading Loomis 25-20 at the end of the first half. A tremendous first half for both squads. Really good defense. I mean, it was Irish struggled offensively in that first quarter, only 6 points. Got going in the second quarter behind Brecken Erickson. A lot of free throws, too. They made 7 points at the line. And take the lead by five, their largest lead. And the Irish right now, 25-20. Let's run through the numbers. 6-19 by quarter, 25 in the game for the Irish, led by Jack Hess with seven. You have also seven from Brecken Erickson. I got official stats from the official box score. They print those off for you. They have Erickson with 8 rebounds in that first half already. 5 on the offensive glass, but he's only 3 for 11 from the field. Hessigan, 7 points, 5 of 6 at the foul line. Munson, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 for Will Motes, and 2 for Sam Trzcinski, both at the foul line there late. Irish shooting 8 of 28 from the field, 1 of 4 in the 3-point line, 8 of 10 on the foul line. That is exactly, by the way, what I have. How do you like that? Irish led by as many as 5. They have 9 lead changes. Do they have that on here? I don't think they do. I'm just saying. I'm beating you by 1 here, PBA. Total of 4 turnovers for North Platte St. Pat's in that first half. Did have 9 fouls, 2 for Motes. And Connor Hazenauer as well. Meanwhile, for Loomis led in the game by Shea Swanson. He has a total of 12 points in that first half. 4 of 5 shooting. 4 from Quinn Johnson. He's 0 for 3 from downtown. 1 for 7 from the field. 2 from Christian Blinko and 2 from Wes Tromke. Loomis shooting 7 of 19 from the field. 0 for 9. That's not quite what I have. I have actually 0 for 10. Maybe they didn't count that last one, but it certainly should have. I'm going to go with mine. I'm going to say 0 for 10. Just to, you know, 6 of 8 at the foul line right now in this first half. Loomis turned it over a total of 9 times in that first half, led by as many as 4. We had 2 ties at 5 and 11. Loomis with 7 fouls, 3 for Swanson. That's the only one that's really in some serious foul trouble here in this game. Rebounding dead even at 17 apiece in that first half. Irish 5 assists, Loomis only 1 in that first half, and 8 steals for the Irish. Really, if you look at from the standpoint of steals at the top of the key, Irish should have more points in transition. Layup-wise, they didn't finish many of those, and off of turnovers do have 8 points, but only and do have 8 fast break points there as well. St. Pat's again here, 25-20 with the lead over Loomis at the halftime break. We'll come back with more half from the D1 State Championship game right after this. Welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, also simulcasting on KX104. Tanner Struckman with you. Second half coming up here in just a few minutes. 25-20, St. Pat's by 5. A first half of 9 lead changes overall and 2 ties in that first half. Biggest numbers, 1 for 4 from downtown for St. Pat's. Loomis 0 for 10. That will not continue in this second half. That being said, I didn't think the Irish shot well at all inside. They went 8 of 28 from the field, only 29% in that first half, 2 of 13 in the first quarter. That's not going to continue either. I think you're going to see better offense in the second half. Loomis turned it over too many times as well, 9 first half turnovers. They've got to cut that down if they want a chance in this second half. Irish, I think they're going to keep going back inside, feed Brecken Erickson. Jack Hess is going to get his points. He's just in transition. That's where he's been getting a lot of foul line shots, only 1 field goal for him. And he can eat that up, 5 of 6 in that first half. Second half coming up between Loomis and St. Pat's, 25-20 at the break right now. We'll return with it after this. Getting ready for the start of the second half here from the D1 State Boys Basketball Championships. Want to thank a few of our sponsors for helping us bring today's game, including Allo Communications, NPPD, Adams and Swanson Funeral Home, Phelps Family Dentistry, and Mid Plains Community College for helping us bring you this. And all season long, the 28th game of the St. Pat's season, that is, worked its way into a 22-game win streak to this point, a school record 25 wins, and now looking for the first title since 1928. 94 years since the Irish have won a state championship in boys basketball. Second half coming up here between the Irish and the Wolves, 25-20 again. Largest lead for St. Pat's was 5. Largest for Loomis was 4. 9 lead changes, 2 ties in that first half. If you break it down by how much each team led, Loomis led for 9.5 minutes, St. Pat's for 6. And we're back to action here. Second half here coming up. Early foul trouble. St. Pat's does have 2 for Motes, 2 for Hazenauer. Motes on the court. Swanson has 3. He's got a game-high 12. He'll have to play a smart third quarter to be able to play the whole second half. Loomis will have it. Working left to right on your radio dial. We'll have St. Pat's on our end. Loomis a little bit on the far end. We're just off of midcourt. Comes Swanson into the right corner. Out to the right wing. That's Kimball with it. Back into the right corner. Perry out of the corner. He'll swing around the perimeter left side. Nelson goes inside for Johnson. Posted up. His shot, he draws right into the arms of Hess and draws a foul. They go right inside to Johnson. Posted up. And that'll be Jack Hess's first foul of the game. And Johnson's so good at the line, it's almost a guarantee of 2 points. Two for two today. Both teams shooting solid at the line so far. And Johnson's first one, you guessed it, in. Five for him. 25-21. He shot 401 in his career. These incredible numbers. In and out. He misses one. He had only missed 46 in 401 attempts coming into today. That doesn't happen very often. 25-21, lead is four. Here's Moats on the right wing. Nelson defending Hess without paying attention to where anybody else is. A little box and one here from Loomis again. Trushinski top of the key. Inside to Erickson, right short corner. Back to Trushinski out front. High post, it comes to Munson. He'll cut through the lane, float it with his right hand. That's going to be there. Eight for Munson. He's playing the same game. And Moats on a steal on the inbound. Putback doesn't go. Hess gets the rebound. No. Putback. Another one for Hess. Doesn't go. Moats with a putback. This one rolls off. Rebound long out to Hess. He got three rebounds on that sequence. Now they find Moats inside, and he finishes it. What a moment. He got four offensive rebounds on that sequence. Here's Johnson driving. Floats in one in the lane and up. He drops it. He's got 7-29-23. That eight-point lead quickly down again to six. It's other way. Charge. Yes, they're going to get Trushinski. As coming back is Hayden Perry taking one on Trushinski, who drove. And Sam picks up his second, team second, turnover number five for the Irish. Loomis ball, 29-23, 6:34, second quarter. Irish putting a little pressure on again in the backcourt here. They'll get it into Johnson, though. He'll work against Tess left to right. Johnson across the midstripe. And that is just to make sure he doesn't pull up and shoot threes like he's done so many times in his career. He'll come left side. Johnson open enough, but falling away, misses it. Backside rebound, Trushinski. And that's how they want him shooting the ball. Moats quickly into the front court. Holds up on the wing. Comes to the high post to Munson. Down low to Erickson. Reach around foul on 32. That will be Christian Blinko's first, team first. It will be Irish ball. Inbounding in line right, Irish up six, 29-23, 6:13 to go. They come into Erickson in the lane. Erickson off the glass, no, got his own rebound though. Goes right back up off the glass, yes. Give him 9 and 9. One away from a double-double. 31-23, Irish lead by eight. Quickly Perry into the front court for the Wolves. He'll not shoot. Close out by Trushinski prevents that. Blinko back to Perry, right corner. This time he will. Deep one, no. Rebound offensively to Nelson Long. He'll go back up. Shot blocked. That time Munson swats it away, and Caleb having a game. 31-23. Irish lead is eight with 5:42 to go in the third quarter. Moats right in front of us near wing. Wolves back in that box and one with Nelson guarding Jack Hess. Trushinski left corner will pop a three, and he'll hit first three of the game for Sam Trushinski. He's got five, and the lead is 11 for the Irish. What a big shot in the left corner by the sophomore. 5:23, second, third quarter, 34-23. Johnson got it stripped by Hess. Into the front court, right to left. Hess driving, layup. It rolls in. Nine for Hess, and the Irish have opened up a 13-point lead in the title game. Timeout. Timeout, Loomis. It's St. Pat's 36, Loomis 13. There's that patented Irish run. We're breaking. After this, we're back. It's 10:04 a.m. Central Time. You're listening to KODY North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte at 106.1 FM. You're also listening to KXNP North Platte. CT Computer Services on the corner of Phillip and Willow. They offer a $25 tune-up all day, every day. Stop in and check them out in at their new location, corner of Phillip and Willow. In the backcourt, out of the timeout by Loomis. Their second taken of the game. Down 13. 5:06 third quarter. What a run there by the Irish in the last minute or two. Swanson hands off to Johnson. Up top three. Falling away. Missed it badly. Rebound Trushinski, and Irish are forcing him to take shots that he's not making. He's 0-for-6. Here's Hess driving. Munson, quick shot. Up! Senior's got 10! Give him double digits! Fifth double-figure game of a season. The lead is 15 for the Irish. Well, the Irish shooting just tremendous in this quarter. Now it's Swanson in trouble. Ball's on the ground, and they're going to get Motes with a body foul. And for Will, I think that will be his third. And team third. It is Will Motes' third. So that brings back the momentum down a little bit. He'll check out, Branch back in. But there's the depth of the Irish. You lose your best on-ball defender, arguably. Branch is awfully good. Zarek does a tremendous job. 4:38, third quarter, 38-23. Here's Swanson guarded by Branch. Left corner comes into the hands of Trompke. 4:32, third quarter. Trompke, the lefty, will pop a three and hit it. First one for Loomis of the game. Comes at the 4:25 mark, his 13th of the year. And it's 38-26, the lead down to 12. It's a monster shot off the bench from Wes Trompke, the 5'11 junior. Branch near wing. Comes up top to Sam Trushinski. He'll drive pass down low. Munson again. Off the block, missed. Backside rebound out off of, ooh, they say St. Pat's. Boy, there was two Bulldogs, or two Loomis Wolves in there. And we've got a media timeout. Boy, I think Coach O'Malley says, had two guys on the inside. How is that off our guy? 4:07, third quarter, 38-26. We're taking a break from the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship. When it comes time to capture the moment, Jessica Braithwaite Photography is simple, soulful, and timeless. Whether it be weddings, senior pictures, a baby plan, or family sessions, when it comes to illustrating your life, reach out to Jessica on Facebook or see her work at jessicabraithwaitephotography.com. Welcome back to the D1 State Boys Basketball Championship game. 4:07, third quarter. The lead is 12, 38-26. It will be Loomis ball. Out of the media timeout, Loomis gets a three from Trompke to cut it down from a 15-point lead to 12. And Brecken Erickson doing his best to try to get the ball for St. Pat's. He said, is it white ball? They said, no, it's black, even though he felt like probably should be our ball. It'll be Loomis to cue it in underneath against their full court pressure here from St. Pat's. They'll likely get it into Swanson, let him work against Zarek Branch, and they will, and they'll clear out. Swanson across the timeline, left to right, behind his back across midcourt, works up top, works against Branch here. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball screened by Johnson. He'll use it, come left. Hedged well, though. This into the left corner. Trompke getting a little tighter defense. He'll drive, stop at the free throw line, kick right. Not shooting is Kimball. Back out front into the hands of Clayton Meyer. And now it's Trompke, right wing with a ball screen. Comes to the left corner. Swanson not shooting in the left corner. 3:40, third quarter. Wolves down 12. Swanson drives, floats a shot, and a block called. Oh, man, it looked like Caleb Munson slid in and just stood there. I'm not sure there was enough even contact to call it, but Caleb gets called for his second on the shot. Swanson will shoot two free throws. Team fourth foul on the Irish. Loomis whistled only one in this third quarter, and Swanson rattles in the free throw for his first third quarter point. He has 13. Hazenauer, Roberts, Brocious all checking in for St. Pat's. Trushinski, Munson, and Branch all come out. Second shot upcoming. Our scoreboard brought to you by today and all season long, Nebraska Public Power District. Always there when you need us. Learn more at nppd.com. Swanson's second free throw rims off. Roberts clears the rebound for North Platte St. Pat's. So one out of two, and the lead is now 11, 38-27. Hess quickly into the front court to Erickson, working the right block. Erickson spins in the lane, goes up, throws it off the glass, no. Rebound tipped out. They're going to get Swanson with his fourth foul on the rebound. That one, I don't know if I like for him. I feel like how he was going for the ball. There was really no box out either way. He'll have to check out. Loomis fans not liking it, and I don't blame him. I mean, that one was a tough call for number one, but he has to go to the bench with four. It's a big loss. Here's the inbound to Erickson, right block into traffic, throws it up. No, blocked cleanly, thrown back in, but it was out of bounds first, they say. Break for St. Pat's as Roberts tried to throw that one back in, but they had called it out already. Hess will cue it in, and now Coach Billiter bringing in Christian Blinko back in. Kimball checks out. 3:20, third quarter, 38-27, Irish end line left to send it in as Jack Hess comes into Erickson. Back to Hess, left corner. He'll try the three, in and out, rebound. One and done there. Kimball Loomis gets the board. That's a good look for Hess's first three attempt of the game. Here's Johnson. He can heat it up from anywhere. You got to stay tight on him. Works on Hess, left side, drives. Floating shot short, tried to draw contact. Offensive rebound, though. Trompke three in the right corner, no. Backside rebound into the corner, picked up by Johnson. Another opportunity for the Wolves. Johnson gets a turnaround three and hits his first of the game. Now you got him an offensive rebound, and he's going to hit one eventually. Wolves' deficit is down to eight with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. And Johnson heating up. He's now got 10 in the game. Here in the right corner, it's Brocious. Out of the corner. High post, Roberts will take the elbow shot. Miss it. Not a great look. Johnson clears the rebound. He's got 10 points, 9 rebounds now. He's into the front court. He'll pull it up from anywhere. Left side, he'll attack into the lane. Fouled on the way up. He'll get free throws. Johnson taking the game over. 38-30, Wolves back in this game. Down 8. They got Jackson Roberts with his second, team 5th. And it'll be Trushinski back in after one free throw from Johnson. The first one is up and a swish, and he's got 11 now in the game, mostly in this quarter. Munson also back in for the Irish. The lead is down to 7. It was 15 not long ago. An 8-0 run by the Wolves with 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Second foul line shot here by Johnson. He is 4 for 5 on the day, making 5 of 6 with a swish. He's not going to miss probably another one. 38-32, lead is down to 6. Hess in the backcourt to Trushinski across the timeline. This is where the Irish might go inside quickly. They do for Munson. Tip ball into the hands of Loomis. Boy, looked like some contact on the pass. Johnson down 6, left side, driving. Floating shot blocked, and Erickson on the rebound. Give him a double-double. Munson with another stuff. 38-32, Irish ball, 2:05, third quarter. Hess at midcourt, right side Trushinski, drives in, takes a long two, misses it, offensive rebound, Erickson, put back too hard, but he's fouled, he'll get free throws. Oh, Brecken will want that one back. That was a point blank put back for 52. There was contact though, and that was on Quinn Johnson. That's only his first. Team third on the Wolves. Branch will check back in, couple Wolves will as well, as Erickson gets a double-double with that. 10 points, 11 rebounds for Brecken Erickson. Mentioned Branch in. Wolves bring in Tromke and Perry, two sharp shooters. Again, with the way the Wolves can shoot the three, they're never out of a game. Second shot here for Brecken Erickson. This one buried. And he will check out. Roberts in for him. Minute 57, third quarter. St. Pat's 40, Loomis 32. In the D1 state championship game. Swanson again on the bench with 3 fouls. So the ball, you know, most of the time going to be in the hands of Johnson. And there, Munson picks up a foul at midcourt on help defense. That's his third and team 6th. And he's had a good game. And that's one that just can't give away in a state title game. Erickson will check back in. Short break for him. Munson, though, with 10 points, 4 rebounds, but now 3 fouls. He'll sit for the likely last 2 minutes of this quarter. Loomis gets into the backcourt. Trompke works on Sam Trushinski. He's making him go right. A lefty. Trompke dribbling. Hands off to Perry. Perry with a hard screen up top. Not open to shoot. And he'll hand off to Johnson. Stripped away. Oh, they got a Hess. Somebody with a body foul. And a 1-1 Hess with a body foul. Boy, that looked clean. And that's a 1-1. That's Hess's second. But it's bonus time. For 10 minutes almost of action for Loomis with a minute 44 to go in the third. And when you're sending Quinn Johnson to the line, you're giving away points. Johnson 2 more, or 1-1, and now 2 as he drills the first. Wolves bring back in Clayton Meyer. The lead is 40-33. The Cedar Room, the most unparalleled restaurant experience you'll find with its unique atmosphere of modern meets rustic. You'll feel cozy yet elegant, all while enjoying their delicious American fusion cuisine. Find them at downtown North Platte or visit thecedarroomne.com. Both free throws in as expected, and boy, what a quarter from Quinn Johnson. Munson back in, Brocious back in. 10 in the quarter for Johnson, 14 now in the game to go along with 9 rebounds, and the lead is back down to 6, 40-34. It was 15, 1 point in this third quarter. Brocious across the timeline, and Loomis drops back at a 2-3 zone here. This is straight up 2-3 zone. Well, that's the personnel Irish one out there. They got their 3 3-point shooters. Trushinski, right side, Hess, skip pass near side, Brocious, open three by the junior is up. There it is! Right in the 2-3 zone, and Brocious delivers on cue with his 33rd three. You probably heard that one, too. I was right, he was right in front of me. Perry up top into the hands of Meyer. What a shot, lead back to 9, minute 13, third quarter. On the wing, far side, driving top of the key. Nelson will take his first attempt, doesn't go. Brocious with the rebound on the end line. Couple big plays by Andrew. Minute 3, third quarter. Boy, that 2-3 zone leads to a 1-for-1 three ball. They're back in it again. I think you're going to see a skip pass. Here's Munson down low to Brecken Erickson. Skip pass near side. Hess comes up with it. Not shooting, though. Brocious will try another one top of the key. Failing it! 2-for-2! And and Drew Brocious, 12-point lead for the Irish. Into the front court, Nelson got away from a defender. Irish got to recover. They do. They find Meyer in the lane, working on Erickson. Got around him. Shot blocked and fouled. They got a foul on, I think, Brecken. And that will send Christian Blinko, the 6-foot senior, to the line. Irish are eating up fouls, although that is Erickson's only first. With 35 seconds to go in the third, the lead back to 12. Blinko, 60% on the year. And misses that one. He has two early points. I think the PA announcer said 1-1, so everybody went for the rebound. Then he said correction, shooting two, a little late. Second foul line shot by Blinko. 27-46 on his senior year. Averaging 6 per game, has 2 today. This one doesn't go. Rebound tip, though, into the corner. Saved by Munson. Oh, he'll find Sam Trushinski. That's a break for the Irish. Here comes St. Pat's into the front court. 23 seconds to go in the third. Munson in the lane. Munson floating shot. Rolls around. He's got 12. Boys playing well. Lead back to 14. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wolves with the ball. Across the timeline is Nelson, trapped at midcourt. Nelson in trouble. Nelson got to get rid of it. He'll find a teammate. 7 seconds now. Johnson gets the handoff with 4, with 3. He'll spin, strip from behind. Munson's got it with 2. Munson throws a half-court heave, short. And that ends the third quarter of play. North Platte St. Pat's 48, Loomis 34. In the D1 state championship game, we're back with the final quarter next. Welcome back on Husker Radio. Start of the fourth quarter. North Platte St. Pat's leading Loomis here 48-34. One off their largest lead. Andrew Brocious gets the first bench points for St. Pat's with a pair of three-pointers. Loomis went back in a 2-3 zone, and Andrew Brocious went 2-for-2 right out of that. I mean, that is exactly his role on the offensive end. See a 2-3 zone, go drop a couple threes. He gets his 33rd and 34th. That pushed the lead back to 12. Munson got a 2 there as it was down to 6 a couple times. Huge buckets there late in the third quarter, and the Irish have a 14-point advantage. Wolves back out there, looks like starters. Swanson playing with 4 fouls, but they need him. Irish will start the fourth quarter with the ball. A lot of times they like the oop play on this. We'll see if they go for that. See how the Wolves come out. They're not in a 2-3. They're not in a box and one. Maybe a 1-2-2 here. Nelson out front. Trushinski works near side to Moats. Moats looks in, dissects the defense. Maybe a 3-2. And Coach O'Malley said that's what they like. Trushinski has it. Calls for play number 7. And Trushinski comes right side for Jack Hess out near midcourt. Hess dribbles twice. Stops at the top of the key. Down low. Over the top pass. Finds Erickson. Left block there. 13 for Erickson. An assist for Hess. And the lead is at its largest of 16, 50-34. Here's Swanson in the front court. Again, with the way Loomis can shoot the ball, you never really take a break. Swanson driving, reverse layup, yes! 15 for Shea Swanson. He is quick to the ball. And it's 7:14 to go in the fourth, 50-36, back within 14. Little trap game, tip ball, and it's going to be a turnover. No, Hess is going to pick it up in the backcourt. And he'll get it across the timeline on a pass, but Coach O'Malley will save him and burn his second timeout. We'll take it, too. It's brought to you by Mid Plains Community College. We're back with the D1 state championship game. 7:05 to go. That timeout again brought to you by Mid Plains Community College, 50-36. St. Pat's with the lead by 14, 7:03 to go. And Loomis now out of the timeout, back to the box and one. Nelson face guarding Jack Hess. A little different. They've gone back and forth. Here's Erickson in the left corner. Moats floats through. They'll come back high left to Trushinski right in front of us. Back into the left corner to Erickson. Into the high shot with a right hand. Doesn't go by Munson. Put back Brecken Erickson. Yes! It got tipped into his hands. 15 for Erickson. 12 rebounds. And it's 52-36. Largest lead again. Swanson into the front court quickly. Driving. Again, a reaching foul called on the Irish. It'll be a 1-1. And that's what Coach about to say. Guys, you've got a 16-point lead. You do not have to foul here. 6:32 to go. You want the clock moving. And that foul is charged. It's going to be the fourth. It's on Munson. Boy, he has played a heck of a game outside of his 4 fouls. Team ninth, so a 1-1 for Swanson with 6:32 to go. Munson, though, 12 points, his 5th double-figure game of his career. And Swanson's 1-1. Rolls all around. Boy, he used everything to get that. He's got 16 to lead the Wolves. Over his average, he's a 1,000-plus point scorer. Been in double digits per game in his entire season, all 4 years. And that one's up and in. Loomis is really, they've loved number one and number two for 4 years, and why wouldn't you? Hess in the backcourt, 6:39 across the timeline to Branch, who just came in. Branch finds Moats right side, pull up 15-footer in transition, in and out, back in. Will's got seven in the game. And St. Pat's leads 54-38. 6:15 to go. Into the front court comes Loomis. Pull up three by Perry. Long ball, good. That's his first points of the game. 6:04 to go. The lead back down to 13. 54-41. What a shot by Hayden Perry. His 48th of the year into the front court. Hess driving in transition. Layup, yes. He's in double digits with 11. 56-41. And when you put the press on, that's when St. Pat's can do some damage. Into the front court comes Johnson, coast to coast. Layup, yes. He'll finish. He's got 16. And we've got a pace here. If you're St. Pat's, as long as you're scoring, you're okay with it. Into the front court, Moats. He'll find Branch. He'll hand off to Hess. Hess not shooting with 5:30 to go. He'll come back out front to Trushinski and reset the offense. St. Pat's with the ball up. 56-43. High post, it's Erickson on a dribble drive. Off the glass, nobody drew contact. He'll get a pair of free throws. And foul charge to Quinn Johnson, his second, team fourth. And Erickson with 15 points today. Gets two foul line shots. Erickson, 3 for 4 today. Make it 4 for 5 with that one. What a tournament he's had. Brecken, 18-10 against Lord Central Catholic. 19-9 against Burwell. And today has 16-11. And only one foul. Second shot up with 5:17 to go. Is in 58-43. Irish back up 15. Across the timeline quickly, Tromke. Right side stops, picks up his dribble. Needs a teammate. Will hand off to Perry. Not a clean handoff, but he was held and fouled. It's double bonus time. As Trushinski will pick up his third. That's the team 10th, though, and Aiden Perry to the line. 5'10 senior just hit his first points of the game, a three. And now the 67% foul line shooter will get two. And it's double bonus from here on out. Again, if you're Coach O'Malley, you're probably saying, guys, one way to lose this game is to give up free throws in the final 5 minutes. Perry's first is a swish. This team doesn't miss free throws. Not many. Here's Brocious in. Out is Branch with 5:08 to go. 58-44, St. Pat's with the lead. Second foul line shot for Perry, who now has four. And he'll put that one up and in. He has five. And a quick timeout from Coach Builder. 5:08 to go. 58-45. Loomis within 13 points in the D1 State Championship. We're back after this. 5 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the D1 State Boys Championship game. The first of all the title games here at PBA. 58-45, St. Pat's with a 13-point advantage. And Hess working midcourt across the timeline against Nelson. Hess right wing to Sam Trushinski, now gone man-to-man. This is a fourth defense we've seen from the Wolves. Hess near wing, top to Brocious. Irish going to run their motion offense now. And Coach O'Malley has got to feel like his team is comfortable running this. Brocious near wing, looks in for Erickson, not there. Hess out front, comes back right side. They'll run it again. And this is a, boy, let's use his clock. Irish are so familiar with this offense. Hess, top to Brocious, resets, back to Hess near wing. And they understand the offense. I've not seen a group run it this well that they have ran it this year. Hess back near wing, 4:29 to go. They've worked 45 seconds off the clock, and Irish fans across the way clapping because they know exactly what they want to do here. 4:20 on the clock, bad pass. Brocious near sideline, saves it, thrown back in, but he was out right off to our left. And the Irish with a turnover when they couldn't really afford one. 4:16 to go. They worked 52 seconds off the clock, but turned it over. 13-point deficit for Loomis with the ball. Swanson out front, guarded by Moats with a ball screen. He will come left side, clear out his defender. Drive now. Help defense almost took it away. Swanson works, kicks into the corner. Not shooting. Gabriel, he'll stop the elbow. Hand off to Johnson. Long two on the left wing is up and in. He's got 18. And with 3:55 to go, lead back down to 11. Your St. Pat's, you want to say aggressive in this motion offense. Run it, but get Brecken Erickson the ball. Here's Trushinski. He's going to need to clear out his defender, and Coach O'Malley, I think, recognized that, uses a timeout. He says you were getting close to a five-second call. So we'll take one, too. It's brought to you by Mid Plains Community College. No matter where you're going, Mid Plains can take you there. With six individual campuses, Mid Plains Community College is your next home. Check them out at mpcc.edu. 58-47, St. Pat's, 3:47 to go. Time to capture the moment. Jessica Braithwaite Photography is simple, soulful, and timeless. Whether it be wedding, senior pictures, a baby plan, or family sessions, when it comes to illustrating your life, reach out to her on Facebook. See her work at jessicabraithwaitephotography.com. 3:46 to play in the game. 58-47 St. Pat's. Loomis man-to-man defense here. Trushinski down low to Erickson. Reach around near steal. Tipped out by Meyer. Almost got it. I don't know. They were looking for Erickson inside. And Trushinski, no. Hess will come over to cue it in with 3:38 to go, up 11. End line left finds out front Sam Trushinski to run the offense. And the Wolves switch defensively. Trushinski picked up, comes near side to Jack Hess. Now they start to run that offense. Hess will dribble drive on the near wing, and he'll go back to Trushinski. Wolves are overplaying on this motion offense, so makes it tougher to run it. Munson, oh, bad pass, picked up at midcourt. He'll throw it back in, but into the hands of Nelson. Irish have turned it over. Nelson into the front court, and a hedge defense called on Hess. He'll get his third, and not only that, it's double bonus. With 3:12 to go, the clock stopped for Nelson. The 5'11 sophomore will shoot his first free throws of the game. He is 66% on the year, averaging 5 per game. He has not scored in this game. Did not score on Wednesday, had 6 on Monday. And the front of it is a swish. And Loomis, 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter at the line. Trompke back in, Blinko back in. The lead is down to 10. It was 16 at its peak, 3:12 on the clock, still tons of time. And Loomis's man-to-man defense has worked the last couple possessions to a turnover. Nelson's free throw is up. That one in and out. Rebound Munson has his fifth. So a 1-for-2 trip, and we have a hold foul called on Loomis in the backcourt. That's only their fifth, so not a lot of damage done to this point. And they'll get Trompke with his second. Wolves bring in Brocious, or bring out Brocious, or bring out Swanson. I think, man, he's got 4 fouls, so he can't be out there right now. Brocious back in for St. Pat's with 3:09 to go. Up 10, full court pressure here from Loomis. Irish will get it into Hess in the backcourt. He'll fake right, go left. This is where the Irish push the game back open, and Hess is going to be fouled in the backcourt. 6-team foul now on the Wolves. This is where, against Burwell, St. Pat's put the game away. Hess broke the press. Erickson lived on the right block. I guarantee you, if Jack's able to break the press, Erickson will find that right block. Full court pressure now to cue it in again. Not sure who that foul was on, but it was only the team 6. Brocious in the backcourt finds Moats. 3:03 to go. Hands off to Brocious. Back to Trushinski across the timeline with 3 minutes to go. Splits 2 defenders. Trushinski to the right wing. Trushinski back out to the wing. Comes up top and resets the offense here. He'll drive himself all the way in. Finds Brocious. Left block shot. Blocked from behind by Nelson. And Hess picks up a blocking foul in the backcourt. And for Hess, that's his fourth. Well, he's got to be awfully smart in the final 2:45 of this game. You would like him to not have 4 at this point. And it'll be a 2 free throws for Nelson. But that was a good look, and Nelson got apparently a clean stuff on Brocious. And Nelson just went 1-for-2, gets 2 more with 2:45 to go. The deficit 10 for Loomis. 5'11 sophomore, big moments for him. And he drills that one. Lead is down to 9. In, Wolves bring in Swanson along with Clayton Meyer. Still feel like if you're the Irish, you break the press, you set up your offense, you get the ball into Brecken Erickson. 58-49. A lot of fouls in this game on the Irish. That is their 20th team foul of the game. 12th of the second half. We still have 2:45 to go. Second foul line shot by Cale Nelson to make it an 8-point deficit, and he will. He is 3-for-4 in the fourth quarter. Irish to inbound here. And they will get it into Hess. He'll clear around his defender. Now he's looking to drive. Hess into the front court. Hess all the way in. And a blocking foul. Missed it. He'll go to the line for 2. Boy, you got to give a big effort by Meyer, though. He wanted to take Hess's 4th or 5th foul. Couldn't get it. I think that's the right call. He definitely did not get set, but you don't blame him for trying. And Hess to the line for 2, where he couldn't get the and one. It's Meyer's 2nd foul. And Hess with 11 points today at the foul line. And the senior drops that one. Now 6 of 7 on this game. Hazenauer, Munson back in. Multiple Wolves back in. Blinko, Tromke, and Perry, all of them. Last 2 3-point shooters. The lead is 9, 2:39 to go. Here, the Irish are going to have to make free throws down the stretch. But you're also going to have to get some stops. I mean, you can't just give up easy buckets. Both free throws in. The lead is 10. You don't have to get stopped, but you can't make it as easy as it's been for the Wolves in this fourth quarter. Johnson with a game-high 18 across the timeline left side. Johnson working on Hess, who's got 4 fouls, so he's got to play smart. Johnson comes to the right wing, not open. Good hedge defense by everyone else. Perry, right corner to Tromke. Tromke not shooting. He'll dribble drive in, kick left. Sign up, set up Swanson with an open three. It won't go. Backside rebound, Brecken Erickson. 13th of the day. It's a big one and done. Irish have the ball with 2:12 to go, up 10. Trushinski driving behind the back, pass for Erickson, out of bounds, and that is a turnover the Irish just could not afford. And it will be Loomis ball. And we will have a timeout taken, I believe, by the Wolves. 2:08 to go, 60-50. The lead is 10 for North Platte St. Pat's in the D1 state championship game. 60-50, 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go. Next is the C1 girls title, North Bend Central Lincoln Lutheran. That'll be a game that plays later on today. Then you have Roncalli Catholic, Scott Catholic. Following that, 6 games today at PBA. We're behind schedule, too, by the way. That game was scheduled to start at 11. They started this game like 10 minutes late, though, which I thought was kind of odd. Not exactly the way they wanted to start their two-day state championship games. Out of the timeout, Irish have Hazenauer, Brocious, Munson, Hess, and Erickson on the court for North Platte St. Pat's. Wolves break huddle. They've got Perry to cue it in against into Swanson, and they'll get it to him on the run. Swanson into the front court. Swanson driving left side. Ooh, got away with an extra step. Hands it off. Swanson gets it right back now. 2 minutes to go. Down 10. Johnson sitting in the left corner. A lot of time being milked off the clock here. Not much offense. Here's what Johnson got around a defender. Puts up a three. Short rebound. Tipped into the hands of Jack Hess. His 8th rebound. That was a good look, though, for Johnson. Hess into the front court. Now we'll back it up with a minute 46 to go. And they'll milk clock with a 10-point lead here in the state championship game. Irish have a minute 40 to win it. Come near wing, Brocious. They'll play keep away. Brocious fouled by Perry, and that will be a 1-1. 8th team foul with a minute 36 to go. And Brocious, you're not going to believe it. This will be his 5th attempt on the year at the line. Number 5, as Motes and Trushinski and Branch will all check in. If Brocious can hit this free throw, Branch will come in. He hit both of them, I guess. Andrew, 6 points in the second quarter. He's had a good postseason run here, but he is 2 for 4, and it's a long time since he's not shot a free throw. 1-1, doesn't go. Rebound tip into the hands of Loomis. Down 10, quickly into the front court. Tromke driving all the way in. Layup, yes! He's got 7, minute 28 to go. Hess to inbound, finds Brocious in the backcourt to Trushinski in the frontcourt, finds Erickson running the court. Erickson spins away from a defender, layup, yes! What a play, break in the press, lead back to 10. Minute 16 to go, 62-52. Swanson will drive himself, no foul here for the Irish, and they do get a foul before the shot. Golly, and that is going to go on Motes. That will be his 4th. The Irish have been able to manage from foul trouble. The lead is 10, 62-52 with a minute 11 to go. And at the line is Swanson. He's got 17 today. He's lived at the line, and this one rolls around and falls in for him. Hazenauer back in for St. Pat's. Will Motes out. Johnson going to get a breather here for Loomis. That's certainly just on the defensive end. They'll put him right back in on an offensive end. They still have 2 timeouts, or actually only 1 timeout remaining for Loomis. Irish have 2. That free throw missed. Rebound into the hands of Hazenauer. Senior comes up with maybe the biggest of his career. And the Irish have a 9-point lead. They've got Hazenauer at midcourt, and he's hammered. He'll go to the line as Meyer picks up his 3rd, team 9th. Johnson will go back in for Loomis along with Cale Nelson. And Hazenauer shooting his 11th free throw of the season. He's 5 of 10 looking for his first points here at the state tournament. end. Moats, Erickson, Hazenauer, Hess, and Trushinski on the court for North Platte St. Pat's. Hazenauer, well, 1-1. That was the team ninth foul. And the senior misses it. Rebound into the hands of Loomis. Down nine. They've got a chance, certainly. Still a minute to go. Into the front court quickly. Trompke, right corner, driving. Kicks out to Nelson on the wing. 50 seconds to go. Nelson hands back off to Trompke. Not shooting. Nelson and Trompke drives, though. Layup on the lane. Up and in. Trompke with nine. Timeout Loomis. They're within seven with 48 seconds to go. But for Loomis, that is their final timeout. Now, I had one remaining. The scoreboard has zero. We'll check that here because that is a big timeout to take. Down seven with 48 seconds to go. We'll take a quick break, come back, and let you know right after this. Back here on Husker Radio, Tanner Struckman with you, 62-55. I believe Loomis does have a timeout remaining yet. So Coach Billiter, yes, I believe he does have one. They were trying to get that. They did not pick the scoreboard, but I think he does. So, 62-55, lead is seven, Irish have the ball. 48 seconds to go. It's two free throws on every foul from here on out. And before they inbound it, Trushinski and Trompke were going at it, trying to get some positioning here. Hess will cue it in against full court pressure. Two guarding two. Hess looks, he'll baseball it to Branch in the front court. Branch will find Moats in it before he can get a layup. He's fouled, and Zarek Branch will go to the line for two as Blinko commits his second. That's the team 10th, and Branch to the line. Irish have gone 0-for-1 on their last two attempts. Zarek's only shot 11. I mean, you're Loomis, you're fouling the right guys who don't have a whole lot of experience at the line. Branch scoreless today, the 5'11 junior. Front of the one and one, front of the two, too long, and the Irish have gone 0-for-3 at the foul line here with a 7-point lead, 46 seconds to go. Second shot here by Zarek Branch. Try to make it an 8-point lead. That one rolls off, but Brecken Erickson got the rebound and it'll dribble out. They'll get it out of the hands of Trushinski. Left corner to Will Moats. Moats holding, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Johnson commits his third. What a huge offensive rebound by Brecken Erickson. His 13th of the day. He has 19 and 13, and Moats to the line for two. But the Irish have got to find a way to hit some free throws here. And Will Moats, 9 of 14 on the year, 64%. And it rims off. Really, if you're the Irish, you probably want Hess, Trushinski, or Erickson shooting, and they've all been on the court and have not gotten fouled. Got to find a way to get it probably in the hands of Jack Hess from here on out. 38 seconds to go, but that did work 10 seconds off the clock with that offensive rebound. Second shot here to make it an 8-point lead. Moats hits that one. He's got eight in the game. And it's 63-55. Quickly, Loomis with 35 seconds to go. Right wing Johnson will take Hess into the lane. Float a shot up. Yet contact. He put it up and in, though. No call. Lead is, he's got 20. The lead is down to six. 26 seconds to go. Irish get it into Trushinski, and he's immediately fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Trompke commits his third. Double bonus with 24 seconds to go. 6-point lead. Here you want to keep it a three-possession game if you're St. Pat's. And Trushinski with 5 points to the line for two. The Irish had been tremendous at the foul line. They were 10 of 12 coming into the fourth quarter. Two for the sophomore here at the charity stripe. Swish. 6 points for Trushinski. Lead is seven. That's big. 24 seconds to go. Second foul line shot here for Sam Trushinski. Sophomore. Short rebound, tipped around. Wolves have got it. Down seven with the ball. 20 seconds to go. Johnson into the front court. Right side. Johnson driving. Johnson shot. Blocked from behind. Rebound. St. Pat's. They've got it. 14 seconds to go. Hess into the front court to Erickson. 10 seconds to go. Back to Hess with eight. With seven. They're running it out. And the Irish are going to end a 94-year drought with a state championship. We've got a foul with 4 seconds to go. And there's a moment there, the Irish fans realized it. Hess will get free throws, fittingly, with 4 seconds to go to finish his career. And St. Pat's needs 4 seconds to finish this one out. Hess, two free throws, 13 points. First shot is up and in. And I'll get one more. came in with 1,558 points. Misses that one. Rebound, Loomis. 65-57. Half-court heave doesn't go. The 94-year drought is over. St. Pat's has finished off their season with a 23-game win streak and a state championship here in Lincoln. 65-57. And a trophy coming to McGann. What a game. 65-57 for the Irish. They win it. A valiant effort from Loomis. But it's a title for the green and gold. And a trophy for the green and gold. We'll take a break. Our quick stop post-game show coming up. Back after this. Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It is celebration time for the Irish. They cut down the nets here at PBA with a 65-57 title for North Platte St. Pat's. And they get their first state championship in 94 years. 1928, the last time this happened. And to add to it, St. Pat's is going to win the Sportsmanship Award, which is pretty sweet. Represented by Matthew Phelps, Mae Siegel, Matty Krebs, and Mr. Matt Irish out there. That means just as much for that community, no doubt. That's pretty awesome. St. Pat's wins this one again, 65-57, 23 straight to end the season, 26th win, and a state title for the Irish. Jack Hess, Caleb Munson will cut down the final rest of the net. What a career for those two. A moment these guys I know have dreamed of, but also expected it. I mean, all season long. There's the Sportsmanship Award being handed out. But also, I mean, this team, again, all season long, this group said, we're going to the title, and we're winning the title. And, you know, I wholeheartedly believe they knew they could do it. And there is something to be said to setting a goal that high, I mean, as high as you can go, and achieving it. And they got it done here today, 65-57. Welcome into our Quick Stop postgame show. Just around every corner, fast, easy, convenient, with six locations throughout North Platte. Also locations in Ogallala, Hershey, Grant, and Imperial. On the road everywhere, it is Quick Stop. All proud sponsors all season long. They're going to, they're announcing the awards here for Loomis. As Loomis, a tremendous effort. I thought they played really hard. And they had, I'm sure the Irish fans a little scared at moments. They made a charge there late. And a tremendous season for that group. Coach Drew Builder, really a good squad. And they were a game effort today. Just didn't hit enough long balls today. Ended up hitting only three. And a team that they definitely depend on the three and just couldn't get them to go here today. You got to credit the Irish defense. They made it awfully difficult here today. Again, 65-57. I don't think we'll get a chance to catch up with Coach. I think they've got to go on to talk with their with the TV partners here today. So that's okay. But they're going to announce the in a moment, they'll announce the St. Pat's players who will get their awards. Let's run through the numbers while we got a moment. 6-19, 23 and 17 by quarter for St. Pat's, 25 and 40 by half, 65 in the game. Brecken Erickson, 19 points, 13 rebounds, another tremendous game. 14 from Jack Hess, he had 8 rebounds. 8 from Will Motes, played really well. 12 from Caleb Munson, 6 rebounds. 6 from Trushinski, 6 from Brocious. Irish go 4 of 9 from downtown, 17 of 26 at the foul line. Not great at the end, but enough. Total of 8 turnovers, led by as many as 16. They win it 65-57. They end their season at 26-2. Most wins ever in a school history in a season. Loomis 10-10, 14-23 by quarter, 20-37 by half, 57 in the game. They were led by Quinn Johnson. Final game, 20 points. 19 from Shea Swanson, 9 from Wes Tromke, 5 from Aiden Perry, 2 from Christian Blinko, and 3 from Kale Nelson. The Wolves 3 for 20 from downtown. A 20 of 28 at the foul line today. 11 turnovers. Led early by 4. We had 2 ties, 9 lead changes. Irish win it. Loomis drops and ends their season at 24 and 5. And that's a tremendous group for Loomis. They got a great senior class, 6 of them. And they fought hard. I give them a lot of credit. That's a really good squad. And that's a senior class boy if ever that's going to be missed. Now they're introducing the St. Pat's lineup to get their awards.